Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chris Jones is the editorial page editor and chief theater critic at the Chicago Tribune. I marvel at the writing this guy does. Chris, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm well. You're going by bus to England and Wales. Are you like driving across the Atlantic there?
It did sound like that, didn't it? It did. No, we're going to fly, Chris. We're going to fly.
Yeah, it's recommended, John. Recommended, yeah.
Are you from England?
Originally, yeah. I've lived in Chicago 30 years, but I grew up in the UK, yeah.
I was just wondering if you had a recommendation for us while we're over there.
Well, afternoon tea in the Cotswolds. The Cotswolds is I was just there in the Cotswolds. It's the most beautiful place. So that's,
really?
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Just enjoy, walk and enjoy the beautiful countryside. That's what I say.
Editorial Sunday, the law is catching up to rip off real estate commissions. It's time for a change. You wrote, or the editorial is, and I know you were part of the meeting in which some of this was discussed. You said that the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, needs to change its rules so that consumers can more easily negotiate competitive fees. What are you all saying here, Chris?
Well, I think what we're doing here is, and this isn't the first time we've been on this subject,
but
we're reacting to, we're reacting to the various lawsuits that are in progress targeting the National Association of Realtors that are really all about, I mean, I guess the nub of the argument, as you know, I think, is this 5% or 6% real estate commission that's sort of standard in the U.S. and in the Chicago area. And probably like you, I've bought a few condos and houses in the Chicago area. And, you know, typically speaking, you really have no choice but to pay that commission. Now, the realtors always say that it is negotiable, and there's some truth to that. And it's true that sometimes when a deal is going south, realtors will pitch into the deal, you might say. That's certainly happened to me. But I think that what we're really talking about here is the bundling of the so-called buyer's agent with the seller's agent. And it's complicated, but what that really means is that, you know, when you sign up to sell your house, you pay this 5%, and the agreement that the association kind of mandates is that the seller's agent then kick some of that back to the buyer's agent, usually typically 2.5% or thereabouts. And so I think we're arguing that's a very U.S. thing. You don't find that in the U.K., for example. And the result is that people have more choice because commissions can be lower if they don't want a buyer's agent or if they want to negotiate their own deal with a buyer's agent. So I think what we're saying is that it should be that way here, too, that you shouldn't be forced to pay this standard 5%, whatever the buyer wants to do on the buyer's end.
If I'm buying a house in Chicago, but I don't have an agent representing me, which usually, well, I don't know if you do or not, but say you're walking around, you see a sign in the yard, you go, hey, I think I'll buy that house or I'll inquire within. I'm not represented by an agent, although I better get an attorney. But anyway, you're saying then that by 2 or 3%, that rate should be discounted because There's no fee that needs to go to the agent.
I think in essence, that's what we were arguing. We were saying, well, you don't have a buyer's agent, therefore, that 2.5% that has been sort of earmarked for the buyer's agent. If you don't have one, you should be able to, I think, to say to the realtor, well, I don't have a buyer's agent, therefore, instead of 5%, you should be charging 2.5%.
Well, does that happen, Chris? Does that happen? I mean, I can say that. I wonder, does that happen?
Well, I think the issue is that the way the current system is that the realtor tends to say that's none of your business because I'm hired by the seller.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's true because of that requirement that those things are bundled, as they say these days. And I think that's the issue that we were writing about, that's true. It is the seller's it's up to the seller. But in reality, we all know that when you take 5%, you know, the buyer is effectively paying it. all of these things, you know, all of these commissions come out of the buyer at the end of the day, however you pass it. And so that bundling of those two things, which is long established practice, and, you know, the realtors see this very differently. They argue that buying a home is very complicated for most people and that they need expertise and that, you know, the majority of people do have their own agent. And I have no problem with that. And I don't think, you know, the editorial board has any issue with that. I think the issue is when you choose not to. It's, for us, it's a little bit about choice and about the ability to choose. Maybe I want to hire you as my buyer's agent and I don't want to pay you 2.5%. I should be able to make a deal with you that's different. It shouldn't all be part of the listing price, I think, or okay. The listing commission agreement, you know?
Well, the seller is the one that pays the commission, but you're saying
correct.
That if the commission is 5 or 6%, and therefore I realize I'm getting that much less for the house when I sell it, that maybe we're yeah. going to charge a little bit more, and the buyer is the one who also has to. It sounds a little bit like the Bring Chicago Home game, where who's really paying the transfer title tax increase. But
you're right. You're absolutely right. These things are all related. And, you know, I think those of us that sort of support prosperity in the city, you don't want too many, you know, fingers in the pie of these transactions. You want them to be, you want buyers and you want sellers to be able to realize a fair price. And you want buyers, particularly buyers in the city of Chicago, where we want people to mm-hmm. be able mm-hmm. to come live here and to raise their families here and to, you know, for the city to do well, including in commercial transactions. But in what we were writing about Sunday was very much about residential transactions.
Okay, but about that, Chris, then is your problem the sharing of the fee, the 2% kickback to the buyer's agent, or is it just the fact that it's too high to begin with? We shouldn't have to pay 5% on the purchase price of the home.
Well, I would say the two are related. I would say that probably there are many realtors, frankly, who I've met who do an excellent job and who I would judge. Me, Chris Jones, would say, are worth a 2.5% commission any day of the week. The issue, though, is that that should be the choice of the person, the choice of the person in given their individual circumstances. Because some buyers are very sophisticated. They know what a condo is worth. They can find it on Zillow or Redfin or any of these sites. You can get access to the listings. As you say, you can walk by and see a sign outside the yard. You should not then be stuck with so much money going out of that transaction. That would be, and the only way to do all that is really to unbundle the buyer's part of it from the seller's part of it, which is, mm-hmm. you know, is typically what happens internationally. It's a uniquely sort of U.S. thing to put those two things together, and that ends up with a very hefty commission that's a lot of money for a lot of people. And I think that when people buy a house, you know, it's not a good time for your bank account, and everything that can be done to make it more affordable for people is so crucial that people have that opportunity should be done. And choice is very important. People make different choices based on their own needs at the time.
Okay. I have two other quick questions for you, Chris. I just want to mention something a colleague of mine said who also dabbles in real estate and said, I sometimes drive somebody around for a year as a buyer's agent, never getting compensated, maybe never ever getting compensated. Do you have anything to say about the work that the buyer's agents do as they spend a lot of time and money trying to find a home for somebody?
I think buyer's agents have a right to get a decent commission. If the client of the house wants that kind of service, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's it. That you have to choose it. There are buyer's agents who are fantastic. I've worked with some, but they, you know, you shouldn't be forced to use them. I mean, right now you're effectively forced to use them, or if you go it alone, you get no benefit. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. It's not saying that many agents don't do fantastic work for their clients.
What's the Tribune going to say tomorrow about the Supreme Court ruling on the Colorado ballot?
Well, we just worked on that, so it's almost ready to go. I mean, I think we're saying that the liberal justices did a good thing for America. I think what was great about that decision was that it was unanimous, and that they stepped out of any partisan arena they may have found themselves in, and said, "Look, this is up to the voters, and that particular clause doesn't apply state by state." And we agree with that. We've always agreed with that. We think the Trump candidacy, for good or ill, should be up to the voters, and that's the situation which we find ourselves. And I think those justices, those liberal justices, really did the country proud. And I think we could hope that the former President Trump takes a leaf out of that book and learns to be a little more magnanimous. That's what I would say.
Nice to talk to you, Chris, and to read you as well. Thanks for your time today.
Bye-bye now.